Hello, can you hear me? Hello, is anybody there? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So I'm calling from Opinion Research with the public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything, and we will not ask you for any donations. May I speak with Cheryl? Or are you Cheryl? No. Oh, okay. Thank you. And okay, let me see. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let me see. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or I don't think you will vote?
No, I don't.
Almost certain, or probably?
No, I will vote.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board and supervisors, do you always vote most of the times, only vote some of the times, or do you not vote in those races?
I have been voting since 1973.
So you always vote in those races for the county?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think yourself, do you think Kern County is going in the right direction, or do you feel things are gotten off to the wrong track?
They're not to the left.
Going to the wrong track?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinions, or if you have never heard of this person, please say so. So I will give you a name, and you can let me know if you feel favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So the first one is Donald Trump. Do you feel very favorable?
You damn better believe it.
I'm sorry?
Yes, you better damn well believe I am very favorable.
All right, thank you. Then the second candidate, it shows Kamala Harris. Do you feel very favorable?
Fuck no.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one is Gavin Newsom.
That joker? No way in hell.
So very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah. He reminds me of Jack Nicholson when he played the joker.
he did play pretty good on that one until the other one came in. That's good. So it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable to you?
Very unfavorable. I have a migraine too, so that's why I sound like I'm not here.
No worries. Then we have next one is Kim Salas. You find her very favorable.
I know Kim personally, and she's a Democrat, but I'll tell you what, she gets shit done.
Oh, so it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Oh, okay. Thank
we need
you.
To get Leticia Perez out of there. Her and her pot-smoking husband has taken over.
Oh. The next one is Leticia Perez. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable? Somewhat favorable,
very
somewhat
unfavorable.
Oh.
She's been, office of county supervisor is not a career.
Oh, okay. And then, and Will you say that Leticia Parris is doing an excellent job, just fair or poor job?
No, she's not. She's doing everything illegal and getting away with it.
So she's doing like a poor job or just fair?
Yes, yes. Very poor job. She hardly ever goes to meetings and nobody can see her or anything, you know, so now she's not doing good.
Okay, okay, thank you. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Parris deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone...
No, she does not deserve to, like I said, it's not a career.
Oh, okay, okay, thank you. So someone new then to be elected. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm voting for the convicted felon.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidate in your district were Leticia Parris, County Supervisor, and King Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Parris, County Supervisor?
Well, he's not in my district. But I would be voting for Kim.
Kim? Oh, okay. Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director? Are you
100%.
Very certain?
100%.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for a county supervisor. So I will read you some options right here. You can let me know which one is the most important to you when it comes to deciding your vote for the county supervisor. So the first one is climate change. Next one is homelessness. Next one, roads and traffic. Next one, is housing costs. Next, jobs and economy. Next one, county taxes. Next one is crime, and the last one is others.
Whose office are you working for?
No, this is just a survey, general survey.
Mm. Okay.
No, we respect your decision. This is you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, but can you repeat that again?
Oh, okay. No worries, no worries. So I will read you some of the issues. This issue.
Well, first of all, the housing. I mean, we have to do something. We need to open up the mental health hospitals again. Like Newsom closed all of them, and that's what's wrong with everybody on the street.
Oh.
You know, not almost everybody, and it's sad. You know, these people don't have a chance in hell.
So that'll be for which one here, for the homelessness?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And the stupid law that he made that people can walk out in the middle of the damn street in front of you. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, but that just irks me to no end.
No worries. No worries. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Yeah, this should be. Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements. These are statements about Kim Salas. For each one, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. So these are statements right here. The first one says, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drugs addiction and stop fentanyl use. She will work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Do you think that statement about Kim Salas is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Well, I mean, that's on everybody's mind, you know. I mean, I'm sure I would say that's convincing.
Very or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next statement, it says, Salas will fight for a real solution to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care. and more transitional housing and improved job training program. Do you think that statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Well, we need to have more, in high school they have them, when I went to high school, you took shop or you learned how to do things. What am I trying to say? Is that, I'm telling you, I have a headache, so it pounded my head. So, oh my God. What do they call them? I need to teach automotive and all that stuff in school, that kids can go and, more, not really workshops, but no, that's what you took, in high school.
Yeah, it's true, it's true. I took how to be a carpenter. But
welding, they had school, what kids went to school for welding. It's almost like what they teach over at Mount Vernon. I mean, over there on Mount Vernon at the Bakersfield Adult School. They had all that stuff in high school when I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah, and like you say, basically, you should have programs, like you say. So that statement about her, you think is very convincing, or somewhat convincing, or a little convincing?
No, I think it's somewhat convincing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I know where she stands because I've been with her, and I know what she stands for, and I knew who she worked for, and Kim would try and do some good for the county. I mean, she was born and raised here, so.
Okay. And then next statement is to continue. It says, Salas will work to make county government more responsible to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickups, road repairs, and parks.
Do you know that the county is bankrupt right now?
It's
bankrupt. Because of all the millions and millions of dollars in lawsuits that they've had to pay out.
Oh, did not even know that. It's a big city and bankrupt. Not a big city, but a nice city. Oh, so that statement about her, do you think is very convincing? Somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next statement, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, and street lights work.
Well, she can only do that with all the rest of them working together to get the funding to do it. She would do it. If she says she's going to do it, she's going to damn well do it.
All right, perfect. So that statement is very convincing.
You know that she's a lawyer, right?
No,
that girl worked her ass off. She used to work for the county, and she worked her ass off. She worked for the count. He passed away. But she would be out. I was a president of CADA, Community Action Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse. And we were out in the schools doing the Red Ribbon. Do you know anything about the Red Ribbon, Kiki Kamarin?
Yeah, no, I heard of that. What
are you laughing about? What's so funny about them? You know what? I'm going with you, and I don't think that was funny.
Oh.
I mean, a man got killed by the Mexican cartel, murdered, had his head blown off, and he was a DEA agent.
I did not mean in disrespect. I was thinking about the other Red Ribbons when it was the for the World War II, the Red Ribbon.
No, and why would that be disrespectful? I mean, Why would you laugh if that was it?
No, no.
You know what? I think my information stuff is over with because, you know, this is what it is.